Well, you were given your handout that says Victory and the Victor, and it kind of gives a little overview of the book of Joshua. And we'll find there are some reoccurring themes in Joshua, just like there are in any book in the Bible. One of the reoccurring themes in Joshua is leadership. We see the mantle of leadership passing from Moses to Joshua, and then we see Joshua raising up leaders, commanders, and heads over the tribes to make sure that the children of Israel are walking in an organized manner, in a glorifying manner. It's one theme we'll see over and over again in the book of Joshua. Another theme we see in Joshua is the presence of God. As it was important, as I talked earlier, for Moses to have God's presence, Joshua wants to know the presence is with him. In the Moses days, there was the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, and this was God's manifest presence so that the children would know, look, the cloud's going before us, we're following God. In the book of Joshua, we see that transition to the Ark of the Covenant, that it is going before the children of Israel as a representation of God's presence with the children of Israel. Another thing that commonly occurs in the book of Joshua is they make memorials. It's a really wonderful thing that the children of Israel are trying to say, God did this, and I want to remember it. And not only do I want to remember it, but I hope my children will remember it. So often, they pick up a stone, and they'll make an altar, and they'll say, this is the time God did this in my life. And I think that's a wonderful thing for all of us to do, to be able to reflect in Angela's song about, I will remember. You know, when times are tough, I will remember that he did this before, and he can do it again. So we thought this semester, instead of having the three teachers come up and share a little segment, that we wanted you to meet the leadership team with the women at Calvary so that you would know who's in and among you and that the women's ministry isn't myself alone. I'm a part of it, but I'm not it. And so that's why you have the flow chart to show you who does what in the women's ministry. And so we were going to go through some of the gals this morning that were going to come up and represent different people. So I will start because I'm in that flow chart. I'm at the top of the food chain, I guess. I don't know what it is. But as the director, and I wanted to place a stone of remembrance before you guys today. And I think that I want these to be as intimate as possible. So I'm an adult child of divorced parents, and whatever that does to a child when their parents are divorced, I think probably I dealt with issues of abandonment. I slept with a big Snoopy doll in my back against a wall and way long in my life, and it was just that fear of being alone. And I think also at that time, it made me a fearful person, a person that was afraid of rejection, that maybe people wouldn't love me enough, or I wouldn't love them enough, that eventually people would leave. And so one of the high values that I hold in my life is that value of reconciliation. I think every child of divorced parents thinks maybe they could be the one to get their parents back together. Maybe they're the one that could build the bridge. And so the thing that is most hurtful to me is when there are broken relationships with anyone, whether it's myself or people that I love, that's a difficult thing for me. And so I have been just so grateful that God in the New Testament says he gives his people the ministry of reconciliation. That, you know what, Jesus died to bridge the gap between God and man. And then he also wants us to bridge the gap from man to man. So I'm going to call my stone the stone of reconciliation and just be so grateful for the relationships God has restored in my life and has allowed me to be a part of relationships that I would like to see restored in the future. And now the next person is Christy Willis, who will represent the steering committee.
I'll tell you, it's an honor to just represent these ladies. And I know that there's times when we all feel like when we're responsible and God has given us a job that we want to do our best and we want to be in control. And it's as soon as we feel like that that we know we're absolutely not ever in control. And so as I was praying about this, the Lord brought me to Psalm 62:5, which says, my soul waits silently for God alone, for in him my expectation rests. And so my stone is that I call it soul waits, and that we will all just wait on the Lord for his direction, and that we'll wait with a sense of trust and with expectation, and that we'll yield that our souls and our soul will wait and rest in him as your leadership team and as me personally. Thank you.
That was Christy Willis. In case you guys don't know her, she's been with the Women at Calvary forever. I'm Penny Rose, and so I guess I'm representing the teachers and the writers. So I'm doing a two-sided stone. For the teachers, we've been studying Joshua, and when we get to chapter 4, there is a point where the Israelites cross the Jordan River, and they do build these memorial monuments. And one of the things that Joshua, or God, tells the Israelites is to build this memorial stone, and it was for the Israelites, and he said, "It's that you may fear the Lord."
Amen.
And for the writing team, my one side is that that we would fear the Lord, because it is a really big responsibility for us to write for you all, that we wouldn't cause any of you to stumble by anything that we write. We take it so seriously. And Jesus said it'd be better that a millstone be put around our necks than if we cause the least of anyone to stumble. And so we do study hard. We take our time in prayer and study to write. And then the other side of the stone, I am calling prayer of the people. Because what we've also learned as we've studied is that Joshua is the companion book, if it's two-sided, to the book of Ephesians, which we studied last semester. And we're going into war somehow. You know, when you cross the river, they're meeting enemies. And when Paul wrote the book of Ephesians, he talked about putting on your spiritual armor. And part of the armor is the prayer of the saints. Paul wrote, pray for us. And so that's what we're asking, is that you would pray for us, because we can't do it on our own. It is a huge responsibility. And so we're asking for you to join us as we study God's word, that you would pray for us. And we will be praying for you. Now it's the office. Judy Sutton is the office manager. Lindsay Boatman is the administrative assistant. And Billy, what's your last name? Yoder, my brain is gone, is the event coordinator.
Well, I really like Penny's idea of the two-sided stone, so I copied it. I can do that because I'm not a writer, so I can plagiarize. As we were putting this study, the little pieces of the study together, there were two big things that stood out. And one side of the stone is Jehovah Jireh, because he is our provider, and he's just made it fall together. The other side is Jehovah Shalom, because he has been the peace that has sustained us the last several weeks. And now, the Bible study overseer, Sharon Daniels.
Good morning. I had so many stones that I couldn't think which one to use. And so I might use several, but I think I'm going to name my stone Rocky. Because he's my rock and my salvation. And he's faithful. And when I think about my life and just the fact that I'm standing up here, I'm very shy still, but I was even worse when I was younger. And I think that just having to rely on God's strength to do anything is what I think about, is the fact that he's just always there for me. So, and one of the most difficult and painful experiences that I've had is having both of my parents leave this world to go be with Jesus. I was raised with my grandparents, and my grandmother died just last year. And I think that God provided so many other things for me to focus on during that time. So I just want to name my rock faithful.
Good morning. I'm Karen Puccini, and I am the AM moderator overseer, and I serve alongside the moderator coordinators. This is Sue Tabbitt, Mary Chavis, and Judy Sutton. And they are dear to my heart, and they have a heart to serve just like the moderators do. And I love them all, and you will grow to love them if you don't know them. And I look forward to this semester. Those of you who know me know that I have felt so blessed all of my life. I feel like the Lord has just abundantly blessed me throughout my life, even through today. And those of you who know me also know that I have always had a deep, deep yearning in my heart, the bottom of my heart, for my family to come alongside and walk with me with the Lord. Not that they don't, but it's just a different deal going on with the rest of my family. The Lord has taught me through the years. It was only when I gave fully my full surrender, my heart, my life to Him. It was only then when He began to reveal to me that He is working in their lives. He is changing their hearts. And He shows me daily how He's changing my husband's heart, my children's heart. They have a different view of things now because of my faithfulness to the Lord. And I am so glad that He saw that, and He sees that, continues to see that. So when I surrendered my life to Him, He just continues to show me great and marvelous things within my own life and with my family's life. So my rock today memorializes the God who sees, El Roy. He sees the depths of my yearning way down inside my heart as He sees yours. And also the God who gives me peace. Jehovah Shalom, He is my peace. And because He is my peace, I can be still and I can know that He is God and that all is well.
Hi, my name is Linda McClanahan. I'm representing the AM moderators. Would all the AM moderators please stand up? Yay. And also the moderators in training. Thank you. When considering my stone to add to our memorial, I recalled a touch of the Lord on my life a couple of years ago. As the release of the movie, The Passion of the Christ, was nearing, I was anticipating it with a level of anxiety I just really wasn't comfortable with. I was really dreading the experience of seeing the horrific brutality that depicted the reality of Jesus' death. The scenes would probably be trapped in my mind, and I was imagining just really tormented thoughts and maybe even sleepless nights. As selfish as it may have been, I found myself praying to the Lord to just get me through the movie. The answer to my prayer came during the movie, at the moment when Mary went up to embrace her son as he was carrying his cross through the streets of Jerusalem. She embraced him. She really didn't have any words to offer, but this is what he offered to her. He said, "Mother, I'm going to make all things new." The look in his eyes was one of anticipation of his ultimate victory. He was actually embracing what was before him. Then it seemed like the whole drama of the movie stopped a minute for me, as something beautiful replaced something repulsive. I felt like that's what Jesus wanted circulating around my mind after seeing the movie. That's my treasure thought from the movie. So when I got home, I grabbed my Bible to search for the verse that Jesus had quoted to his mother in the movie. It is Revelation 21:5. "Behold, I make all things new." Through my Lord and Savior, there is nothing that can't be made new. He can take a stubborn habit, an attitude or mood, and He can mold it into something that looks more like Him. He can reach even the most hopeless anti-Christian friend or family member The unchangeable can be changed because of Jesus' victory at Calvary. So I'm coming to the study of Joshua this semester with an expectation of newness. I know he's got something new for all of us. So expect new growth, a new song, a new victory, and expect it to be good. So my stone, it's named All Things New. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Barb Wiley, and I'm the prayer partner coordinator. So if I could have all the prayer partners stand up. Thank you. My stone is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. As I think about it, he has blessed us so abundantly these last 2 years, providing many, many financial needs above and beyond our wildest dreams, including college tuition. So take heart, ladies. Also, though, I'm praying for the Lord to provide 4 more prayer partners, so I want all of you to take heart with that, too. Thank you so much.
Good morning. My name is Michelle Zaina, and I am one of 2 hospitality coordinators in the AM. Megan England is my co-coordinator. We would also like to introduce the hospitality partners if we could have them all stand.
I know I can speak for Michelle when I say we're so thankful for the hospitality partners. And it's fitting that I'm in hospitality when I tell you that I'm naming my stone Powerful God. And I think powerful God and victory, really, because God has really working in my heart right now over self-sufficiency. And when I say fitting that I'm in hospitality, we tend to be doers. And I guess anybody who would know me or doesn't know me, I'm a doer. I'm continually busy, 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 serving the Lord, wanting, yes, yes, yes is my answer. And I think God is so good because as we go into this study of Joshua, he talks about how he wants us to be courageous and to not have fear. And with my self-sufficiency, I tend to get anxious on the first day because I'm relying on myself instead of on the Lord. And so God has been working with me to change that heart of mine and to look to the Lord and to rely on him. And amidst doing that, I've realized, and I don't know if you guys were at the retreat last year, but Sandy McIntosh spoke to me tremendously about being serious about God's word. And in Joshua 1:8-9, it's talking about how the law will not depart for us, that we'll meditate on his word day and night, and really having that intimacy with him. And so I know Michelle said to me that I could include her right in this, that our memorial stone, and I say it probably not for just us, but probably for some of you too, that it's the God of all power and that we can rely on him.
Hi, I'm Carly Rao, and I'm the prayer shepherdess, and I serve in the prayer room, and I just want you all to know that we have moved that back to the old prayer room off the sanctuary. So if any of you ladies have deep prayer needs and you would like individual prayer, we have a team in the prayer room that would be happy to pray with you. My stone this morning is I'm naming righteousness, and let me explain. I'm a mother of 4 children, and I'm just parenting nonstop all the time. And I recently, the Lord has revealed to me that I've started to look at other people with self-righteousness instead of the Lord's righteousness. And what I mean is that just the critical eye that I'm always pointing out to my children, you know, you did that wrong, you need to do this way, or did you see that person, how they reacted? I want you to react this way. Well, I've taken it and I've started looking at everybody as my children that need parenting, And it's really bothering me, and I think the Lord's revealing to me that I want to look at His children the way He sees them, with His righteousness, as precious jewels, not as people that need fixing. So my stone is righteousness, the righteousness of Christ. And it's shiny.
Hello, good morning. I'm Joan Wilson, and I'm the morning outreach coordinator. I'm one of the morning outreach coordinators. And what I would like, what comes to mind, having participated with Helen Bachicha and Odessa McLean for the past semester in the outreach team, is God took three of the most unlikely women, three different ethnic groups, three different age groups, and He knitted us together with one heart and one commitment. And it's been an awesome experience being placed in this position, because it wasn't what I was expecting. And what comes to mind is faithfulness. Because our team works as, we work as one. And what one can't do, the other does. So there's all sorts of symbolism there of the body of Christ and of generosity. And I just wanted to acknowledge everyone here who contributed to the outreaches this past semester, to the women at the jail. They were overwhelmed with the gifts they received. They didn't know how to accept them. The reaction was, well, we're not worthy of this. The jackets that went to Juarez, the comments that came back was, usually the clothes come, are used, and they're from, oops, I keep dropping my stone. Anyway, sorry about that. The comments that have come back was one of awe of, they're so beautiful. The jackets were so beautiful, and there were names on them. And it was the first time they've ever received anything as a gift to an individual child. So the generosity, I think the love of God has been available to these women and to these children. And so I just thank you all for your giving of your first fruits. And for this next coming semester, our outreaches are about life, about hearing, and about seeing. And the first outreach will be Faith Comes by Hearing, and it's the Hosanna group that translates the Bible into different languages. Their goal is every language in the world, that all will hear. And then the second outreach is Eyeglasses for the Needy. So it's about seeing. And then the third outreach is CareNet, and it's about life. So this stone that I'm putting in is for a committed faithfulness.
Good morning, ladies. I have the privilege of meeting and greeting and praying with all the new ladies that come into our study in the morning. And I have to say that it is an awesome, awesome thing to do. I look so forward to meeting all the new ladies, as well as other ones that have come back for after a period of time. And I have to say that I believe that this study was truly written for me, because I have spent much of my life being very fearful. And I was going over the lesson and looking at it, and I thought, oh, Lord, I can't believe this is just what I need right now. And so my prayer and my stone is to represent our Lord Jesus Christ, that is in control at all times and will not leave us. And that's my prayer for all of us as we go through this study together. Thank you, ladies.
Good morning. My name is Kathy Hard, and I am the greeter coordinator. And would the greeter team please stand up? This memorial stone, as a representative of our group, is simply named Welcoming. Unlike the reception Joshua received as he led the Israelites into the land God was giving him, we as a team will commit this semester to greeting each of you with a smile. Excuse me, I'm nervous. Being helpful, reaching out to anyone with a need. May we be an example of Christ's light, even if we are in personal battles, relying on our faith to serving the Lord and giving him all glory. Our hope is that all of you will feel welcome to Calvary as we study our faithful leader, Joshua.
You know my name, I'm Angela, but this is Joanne Huber. Together we get to bring the troops into worship. It's funny because I sang Jehovah Shalom alone this morning, but I can hear Joanne in my head when I sing that song. And when I wrote the new song and I talked to Joanne on the phone, I said, "You are just all over this song. I can't wait to hear your harmonies. I just can't wait." My rock is named Manny. I'm kidding. really, Manny, short for Emmanuel, but not for the other Manny. But you know, Emmanuel is one of my favorite names for him. And as a worship leader, it really is my biggest passion. And as a songwriter, as an artist, whether we're doing corporate worship or whether I'm doing songs somewhere else, it is that the nearness of God, that there would be an awareness that God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. That's the goal in worship, is that we would experience the presence of God. And that's also the goal just in my life, that I would live my life with an awareness that God is with me. Emmanuel, that God is with me. So as a group, that the Shekinah glory would settle on us, that as we worship, we would be so busy with him that even though there's an appreciation for the gifts that happen and the stuff that happens on this stage, that we would be so busy with the fact that God is with us. So my rock is named Manny, or Emmanuel.
Good morning. My name is Erica Camrod, and I am the Children's Program Coordinator. I'm here representing a beautiful group of women who are ministering to many of your children this morning. We are still in serious need of servants in the Children's Program, so we are naming our stone Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, because we know he is faithful to provide us exactly what we need to bless the children over there.
Well, now you can see that it's humbling to be with such precious women who love the Lord and have their own walks. And we can't wait to get to know you, because I'm sure you're just as precious and you have stories to tell. And so that's why we have our small group time, so we can get to know you and hear your stories. And we'd love you to become a part of the women at Calvary and to be on any of the teams that we have. So
feel welcome today. If you don't know how to find your small group, those greeters who called their names welcoming, they'll help you find your small group. I think you've all been assigned and know where you're supposed to go, but if you can't find it, the greeters will help you. As Carly said, we'd love to pray with you one-on-one. Any week that you're in a particular crisis and you really don't know if you can make it to small group and you just need to pray through, please join Carly in the prayer room. We would love that. Also, the last little, you know, taking care of house business, snowing, because we've had a lot of snow this year. If there's ever a day that it's snowing, there's inclement weather, we won't meet if APS doesn't meet. So if school's canceled, we cancel. Otherwise, we'll be here, as many of you who can make it or brave to come out in the snow. Then I would listen to the radio, and we'll have it broadcasted on the radio, and we'll try and put it on our website and let you know. So check the website or listen to the radio if you're evening ladies, so if it comes in later in the day. So anyway, we love you. We're looking forward to living courageously, and God bless you. It's time for small groups.